And in the days before people had indoor plumbing, what about the little building out back somewhere?
Trap.
Okay. Any other names you heard? Have you heard outhouse? Privy?
Mm-mm.
Johnny? Okay, none of those. All right. Have you ever had any experience at all on a farm?
Oh, yes. I lived on the farm, but we had a bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about some of the typical buildings you find on a farm around here?
The barn, silo. That's it. Well, the equipment shed, I suppose, like couches and that parts. Mm-hmm. Silo.
Okay. And the dwelling, you said you had a nice frame.
House.
Okay, and a pool of that too.
Houses.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Would you have any kind of building or part of a building where you might keep corn?
No.
You ever heard of crib?
Oh yeah, crib.
Okay. Any other type of building where grain in general might be stored besides a crib?
That's silo.
Okay, right. Have you ever heard people use the word granary or granary?
No.
Not familiar with that. Okay. What about the upper part of the barn where hay might be stored?
The loft.
All right.
Loft.
And if a farmer had just cut his hay, but he doesn't want to bale it yet, he might do what with it in the field? Might it make up?
I don't know.
When he just piles it up, that's a big thing. You call it a...
I don't know.
Haystack?
Yes, haystack.
Do you see those anymore?
Uh-uh.
Okay. Do you have any name for a building that you might store hay under? It might just have, say, four poles, a roof.
I don't know the name for it.
Okay. Do you have any names for small piles of hay raked up in the field? You ever heard of windrows?
Uh-uh.
All right. What about a building where cows might stay inside, let's say in bad weather?
Barn.
Would that just be the general barn on a farm?
I guess.
Have you ever heard of a cow barn?
No.
What about a place where you would keep horses inside?
Corral.
Okay. What about a special place for horses?
Stable.
Alright. Do you have a name for a place outside where you would milk cows?
Dairy.
Could you describe it?
They have these little, I have these little stalls and put the milkers on.
Some kind of stall outside with
it. Oh, that's not outside. This is covered. I don't have anything outside.
But that was a dairy stall.
It was, they have little stalls inside of a building.
Yeah.
You put your milkers on.
Right.
And you milk them. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was a dairy. I don't know.
No, yeah, that's right. I just encounter it so infrequently. I was interested. That word dairy, do people ever use it in any other way? Like, say, talking about a big plant like Foremost or Barber's where they make milk products?
Oh, yeah, that's dairy, but I thought dairy farm is
yeah.
Where you...
Oh, dairy farms is where you were using.
Yes.
Okay, fine. What about a place where people would store their potatoes during the wintertime?
I don't know.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a potato bank or potato hill?
Oh, yes. Potato bank.
Can you describe that to me?
They dig up a place and maybe put the potatoes down and cover them with ground or straw, I think, to keep them from freezing for this sweet potatoes. I guess it's rattling together.
Did your parents do that?
They did for sweet potatoes.
Okay. What about the place where your hogs stay?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any idea what people did with perishables like milk and butter before they had refrigeration?
In the stream.
Would that call it
cooling, that's what it's cooling.
Or like I'm going to take the milk down to the stream. Just the stream, okay. I was wondering if a place like that would ever be called a dairy.
Mm-hmm.